What should be the effect of zikr?
Everything has a purpose. And what's the purpose of zikr? I find people making a lot of zikr, which is very, very good. Some people have zikr, they carry the tasbih in them, you know, counting all the time. And the counts go very high, mashallah. But what's the purpose for it? In making a zikr, what's the purpose? Very important is the purpose, whatever you do, the purpose. My husband said that light has come into your soul or not? Because the food of the body is something else and the food of the soul is something else. And we know this, that the body will perish, but the soul will remain. That is the most important. Man today works very hard to nourish his body. Does all kinds of exercise, spends so much of money to build his body, all kinds of special dishes he makes. No one is stopping him. But no one is paying attention towards the soul, which is the most important. If man can get sick, okay, the sickness is there, the body was sick. But the soul mustn't get sick. Today, no one is paying attention to the soul. How? So much of zikr has been made, and all the time people are making zikr. But the effect of zikr is not there. What is the meaning of the effect of zikr? The effect of zikr is this much. The life come into the soul becomes alive and your nafs become dead. Your nafs will become dead that you no more become the slave of your nafs. Once you become a slave of your nafs, then you must know that your relationship with Allah Ta'ala cannot be complete. To bring up perfection in one's love with Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing is this much, to enliven his soul to that extent that the love of the love becomes completely gone. And once you become the love becomes completely dead, that means you are no more the slave of your nafs. The nafs is under you, no more you under the nafs. Very easy that. To hear is very easy. When you face your situation, you come to realize that you failed. Yet because the effect of the zikr is not there. The effect of zikr is supposed to be that after the effect, if the soul is alive, automatically, whatever you do, it must be according to Allah's command. Total obedience to Allah, that is called total obedience to Allah. Now we look into our lives and see how much obedience are we to Allah. Hazrat Ji said this, that has it come into you or not? The effect of the zikr has come into your mouth. So much Quran you read, the zikr that is. Wala zikrullah akbar. The greatest zikr is tilawat Quran. Afdalu zikr la ilaha illallah. People are making so much la ilaha illallah, making zikr. But the effect of the zikr is not there. Because once the effect of the zikr comes, thereafter you become totally obedient to Allah Ta'ala to that extent that you don't forget Allah, you don't go against any of His law. Not to go against any of His law, any of His law. Every law of His, you abide into it. You don't look for the loopholes, no, I can just bypass this, bypass. No, every law of Allah. That is what you call muhabbat of the highest level. And each and every one of us got love for Allah, no doubt. Allah must give us that love that the Sahabas had. So that love becomes so strong that it overtakes everything else. It overtakes your wife, overtakes your children, it overtakes your friend, it overtakes everyone. Until, unless you don't get that quality into you, that means your heart is not in zikr. Your heart is not in zikr. Your heart can only be, in other words, your whole body is in zikr, not only your heart. Until, unless you don't get that condition in you. Total obedience to Allah Ta'ala in every way. That means now your body is in zikr all the time. Then my husband went on to say that your body is in zikr all the time, yet not once you make zikr Allah. Not once, but not once you went again about Allah. Everything you do, what Allah wants you to do. Nothing you did against above Allah. But you did not take the name of Allah once from your tongue. Listen to this very carefully, because this is very, very important, that how you will become a person who is in zakir all the time. You know, zakir. A person who is zikr all the time. That anything that he does, it is not against the law of Allah, everything according to Allah Ta'ala. Look, it sounds very easy, but think for a moment, how many of us can pass this test? Very few can pass this test. That husband says, you know, sometimes there's mujassam zakir, the body is zikr all the time, mujassam zakir, making zikr all the time. That doesn't mean the zakir is different. This is called zikr all the time. That everything that you do, that you haven't forgotten Allah Ta'ala for 1 minute to 1 second too. That you've forgotten Allah Ta'ala for 1 minute too, that means you have not fulfilled that command Allah Ta'ala in His way, then you have become a fasiq. Ulaikum al-fasiqun. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ulaikum al-fasiqun. In a wrong tour. So in other words, even you don't want to be a fasiq, Mahatma says you must not become a fasiq. A mu'min is not a fasiq. A mu'min is not a fasiq. And Allah Ta'ala says, if you're a fasiq, that means I will turn them away, I will turn you away too. Those nations before you, they became fasiq, that's why I turned away from them. Likewise, if you're a fasiq, I'll turn you away too. So how important it is that you must know that do I belong to the list of fasiq or not? No, my brother. But Mahajan said, a mu'min is not a fasiq. And you do not want to be from the group of the fasiqin at all. Because if you've forgotten Allah Ta'ala, then Allah says, you forgot me, then I will forget you too. You forgot me, I'll forget you too. Why man does not look upon the into life and think this, but then listen, I forgot Allah, that Allah forgot me. Don't blame others for your wrongs, your doings. If you forgot Allah, Allah, I forget you. First Quruni, Tum Mujayat, Quruni, Tumiyat. Allah says, so said. So the meaning of this is that you must call the time, remember Allah Ta'ala, you must not forget him for 1 minute too. So if you do not want to call yourself a fasiq, then it's very, very important that you must be at all times in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala with your actions. Your actions must prove your whatever you say. He's used to saying, I'm like this or I'm like that. But you're not like that. So Allah called the people who forget Him, this happened. So it remains a zakir. As we say, you must remain a zakir. You must remain a zakir. Very important to remain zakir. What's the meaning of remain zakir? To remember Allah. Sometimes, you know, your own name can make you someone. A person named Zakir, why don't you think to yourself, I'm a Zakir? Let me become a Zakir. Like a person got Junaid, his name is Allah Kalas, a small enemy of soldiers. Why don't you become a soldier of Allah? Your name will become something. You keep your son's name Muhammad while it's the intention of Allah will become like Rasulullah. No one thinks like that at all. Today they're keeping all fancy names. Christ, I'm not going to go into that now. Just to tell you this much, how important it is that you must remember Allah Ta'ala all the time, and Allah will remember that, remember Zakir. How you remain Zakir? In other words, just to read namaz. Namaz is just a time to read that namaz. Allah made us a time, He prescribed that time for us to read that namaz, which you have to do. If you're a true zakir, you make sure that you make the namaz on time, and every time, and before even getting from us, you will read namaz with takbir ula. Where's that muhabbat? Where's that muhabbat? How many of us here making zikr 20 times and have the time to be in a masjid on time have not joined the jamaat of takbir ula? And no feeling at all. You know, I heard my husband, my phone, I said, I've never come back to the name. A person, you know, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to me, he was so sad. Abu Bakr, what is wrong? Why are you so sad? He said, I lost so many animals and so many sheep and so many slaves and so many that. You know what Rasulullah said? Oh, Abu Bakr, I thought of something else. He said, what? I thought you lost, you missed out the Takbir Ula. Takbir Ula. He said, Ya Rasul, what do you mean by that? He said that the whole world full of animals and every slave that you lost, all the animals is not equivalent to one takbir. You heard it so many times. How many of us missed the takbir? And feel nothing about it. Nothing. You feel nothing about it. You zakir nahi. You know that? Not true muhabbat. Muhabbat is something else. Muhabbat is something else. Very easy to say this, but muhabbat is something else. Sri Saqati Rahmatullah Alayhi missed one takbir ula, he kept 2 years past. Ya Allah, why I missed it? What must be that now? Hazrat Maulana Gongohi Rahmatullah Alayhi missed one takbir ula. He said that for 33 years I never missed one takbir ula, I missed takbir ula. He felt so hurt for that. I don't know what's the relation for that. I'm saying that. The feeling that hurt it. Without any valid reason, we just miss the feeling of it. So you know you'll be faced with all kind of tests, you'll be tested, and if you fail the test, you will know yourself, I failed. So Mahasa is saying this, but thus you are in the impression that you in Salah all the time, that's just an occasion for that time. In Salah, you've been given concession, you know that. Traveling, you get concession. Under circumstances, namaz is forgiven to under circumstances. But zikr can never be, under no circumstances is forgiven. Zikr has to be made all the time, all the time. All the time, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba, they had the Murabbi, Shaykh Murabbi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grinded them and made them that kind. It stands in their heart every moment. In jihad also, when they went out in jihad, namaz could be overlooked for some time. He made short and everything, but zikr was never forgotten. If they forgot the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they do something wrong against Allah. And Hazrat said, Aisha Murad bi Shaykh Bilahi. What the Shaykh there? Who made them so strong at heart, to that extent, everything that they did, it is how Allah wanted it, not how He wanted it. They never forgot Allah Ta'ala. They never forgot Allah Ta'ala for 1 second. He said, that is what He wanted, for not to forget it. The remembrance of Allah Ta'ala all the time in your heart, that you will do only that at what He wants, not what you want. Sad to say, you know, we are listening to it so much, but no one is doing it. He said, you come to the masjid, you find a person coming left leg inside. Left leg inside. He had true muhabbat, what he'll do? He'll go out and put himself right immediately, not for the next time. You know, he said, oh, never mind, made a mistake, now next time I'll do it. Muhabbat ajeeb cheez. Muhabbat ajeeb cheez. It puts you in a different condition. Love is something else. Love no one can show and you can see. A man eating left hand, he said right hand. Did he put himself right by eating right hand again or not? Straight away, did he put yourself right or not? You wore your shoes with left leg first and then your right. Didn't realize it, not worried about it. No effect. Coming to the masjid the same way, going to toilet the same way. My husband give me this one. I'm just repeating what he said. I'm repeating what he's saying, that you go to the toilet, the right leg inside, and no concern at all, Togya. And come out from the toilet the same way, Togya. When the concern comes with everything that you do, that you eat with right hand, you're changing of your clothing, you become so important, you change your clothing, you force you take out your pants, so that your private parts are not being seen. Then you put on your pants and then you take out the clothing. That when the time you take your pants out, by the time you're taking out the clothing first, when you put your clothing, put your clothing first, and then your pants out. Who's concerned about that? Who's concerned of that? When you become a second nature, your habit becomes a second nature. No second nature. Don't have to do nothing. It's automatic. Everything automatic. When that condition comes, it is automatic. You just go to the masjid, left hand, your right leg goes automatically inside. You go to the toilet, left leg is automatically inside. This is what we call zakir. This is what we call? That was the left leg goes automatically into the toilet. Coming up right leg. And sometimes by mistake, you don't need to stop to stay the way to where the stop came from. You'll be shocked. A man going by mistake in the right leg in a toilet is quickly, there's a stop there. Arayyar, what can you do? Muhammad, all cheese. Kusna pujo. They say, Kusna pujo. Once you get love for someone, then you come to realize how much love you want from him. And Allah Ta'ala is trying to show us this month that I want to love you, I want to grab you. I want you to become close to me. But you do not want to come, what must I do? I'm trying my level best that you must come to us. You can be in the toilet, you can be anywhere, but yet you have this one thing. That I want to be with Allah. That Allah's remembrance will be there. Why is it that, you know, going to the toilet to just to release yourself and come out? Today, you know, people look at cell phone in the toilet, you know. When will the time will come into you that the love must be so strong, Allah, that the cell phone will look at it too, Khuda na kare Allah, that the wrong thing comes in front of you, automatically it goes away. Khuda kare Allah. When the time will come like this, you can bluff us, Hazrat, he always said you can bluff us. You can't bluff him. When love comes into you, in your heart, is strong, that in that way, then I promise you, inshallah, you will not do anything wrong. You won't do anything wrong. Frightening part, you tell others, you do your own. You tell others advice, you will do it also. Allah. The only reason why you go against your Allah, that the command of Allah Ta'ala, is because your love is incomplete. We're not saying about no love. The love is not that strong. The love is not strong. If your wife asks you to do something, to tell you something, you know it's actually the love of Allah. You'll fulfill it. Your child wants something which is actually the love of Allah, you'll fulfill it. No one says no, quite right there. If your wife talks some backbiting with you, to backbite, you listen to him more. Then, so then what happened? Tell you more about it. No, I want to know about it. That's not to give up. Don't worry. Where is all that muhabbat? Where is that? When that will come into us? When you're a true zakir of Allah Ta'ala, then you come to know how much you get that you need to stop you from doing. The most important thing is to bring about the spirit in you, the courage in you. Spirit and courage is very important. You must have courage and spirit a lot. The strength to say, I'm not going to do it. We're not reprimanding ourselves, you see. We're not reprimanding ourselves. You have to reprimand yourself. You don't even. My husband said, in these days, it is like, you know, like it's for us to have a khanqa. But which khanqa you go to? Which khanqa you go to? Those khanqa were something else. And those sheikhs were someone else too. Ustaz were the sheikhs of the time. The ustaz were sheikhs of the time. They did not need a khanqa at that time. The ustaz were sheikhs of the time. Who's saying that? My husband saying, I'm repeating that. But he said, strongly I'm saying, now what we need is a khanqa, he said. And the khanqa must be of this kind, that is not a langar khana. You know langar khana? No food, must come on your own food. Then you see the person comes straight. You know, he can only eat his food. That's islah, this is. In Islam, the most important thing is you have to make Islam the formation of the whole self. You must know what you came for. We also stayed in the khanqa too. We forgot all our good food. We just had to go and fetch it like all others went to fetch it, get the food and can't eat. Then how are you going to turn with someone then? Then how are you going to benefit them? Then how that color must come into you? Sibghat Allah. Mazhar says, Sibghat Allah. Allah ka rang mein ho jao. Allah ke rang mein ho jao. Get the color of Allah. Sibghat Allah. Oman ahsan min Allah is sibghat. Which color is better than the color of Allah? Allah. If only you know about it. And the color of Allah is what? Akhlaq. تخلقوا بأخلاق الله تبين أخلاق الله in us. تبين أخلاق الله in us. And تبين أخلاق الله is in what is it? Sabr. Look how much Allah Ta'ala overlooks Fir'aun too. What one did not do? Killed so many young babies and what the harm he caused. He gave him so much. To one extent, Fir'aun even told Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, the people told, if you Allah, why don't send rain? He went to the mountain and said, Ya Allah, I know you are Allah. He kept his words till he fulfilled the thing. What is sabr you call that? Musa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what taklif he went to, but what sabr he made? Allah Ta'ala sabr. Three things or four things Allah Ta'ala does not do immediately. Does not punish a person at a time of committing a sin. Does not stop his rosy at the time he committed sin. If Allah Ta'ala wanted it, he could have just stopped his rosy. Khalas, no sustenance. Khalas. Does not punish him at that time. These two things I remember now. Just to tell you that Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat from Jannah is not punish anyone. But our love for Allah Ta'ala is not there, it's supposed to be. So we need to have courage and spirit, because Allah Ta'ala will say, how am I now bring him the courage and spirit that I want him to become more beloved to me? How? What must I do? Mahazir said, Ana Jalisu Mandakati. That one hadith, if a person sit down with that zikr time, Allah, whatever zikr is making, Ana Jalisu Mandakati. If you only got that, I am sitting next to the person making zikr. I am sitting next to the person making zikr. He continue making zikr because why he knows Ana Jalisu Mandakati. I'm sitting with the person. Allah Ta'ala says, how must I bring that love into my banda, my servant, to tell him I love him so much, I want to grab him. I want to bring him more closer to me. He said, Ana Jalisu Man Dhakarni. That if you only have this one hadith that I'm making zikr, Allah is with me, he'll continue making zikr. Even in Quran Sharif, if you won't close the Quran, you'll read more Quran Sharif because Allah Ta'ala is coming more closer to me. That is because love for Allah Ta'ala. Everything has a love. You must know you, when you open the Quran, he made you open the Quran. When you must know when you make zikr, he made you make a zikr. He allowed you to make zikr. When he made you come to the namaz, so he made you come to the namaz. Everything he made you. So when you make a Quran, so you do not know him a thing that you are lying. You don't know that means Allah Ta'ala is coming closer to you to make you come more closer to him. It's very fortunate that for the Quran made you zikr. Khuda's creation is coming to our lives. So majlis today is more important to say this much, that we come, that we become completely close to Allah Ta'ala in every way. Your way of your social life, your private life, the namaz, ibadat, your mamlaat, your dealing, everything but that. You know, your business can be so quiet. And suddenly one person comes and show you something back door. You know, complete another route it is. B route and C route now all that routes. No matter what route coming, you only look at this face, the door is open to you. Until and unless you don't get that college. Why? The fear of Allah. The fear of Allah. The muhabbat of Allah. My Allah must not get annoyed. My Allah must not get annoyed. Everyone else can get annoyed. My Allah must not. My Rasulullah must not get annoyed. Then you see, inshallah, that is the effect of the zikr. Effect of make zikr all the time. Remember, zikr in reality is your breath will become second nature to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, what Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala, I'm not going to go because who are the da'wah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ala ala sallam, alhamdulillah. Allahumma inna al-dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ilayhi. ربنا إننا نورنا وفينا إنك العفو الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والإفراح والأمان وحسن الخلق رضي الله عنك ربنا توفنا مسلمين ونجعلنا صالحين اللهم إنا نسألك الضعف والجمع ونعوذ بك من سخطك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على محمد